Happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Hey, I am Ann Eller. Yes, I have Hoyt Dorn. He, of course, is with the American Cancer Society. And yes, believe it or not, it is Relay for Life. Will be coming before you know it. Here it is, not even Christmas, but by May, it will be in full swing. And, of course, Hoyt wanted to come in and tell us some other things, too. So how you doing today, Hoyt?
Doing great, Ann. Appreciate you having me on today.
Absolutely. Here it is right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and a wonderful time of the year. Hopefully everyone has an opportunity to really enjoy Thanksgiving. It kind of gets pushed aside from time to time.
Well, I tell you what, one of my big fears, I was talking about this on the radio, is that Thanksgiving now, with the stores opening up on Thanksgiving, I'm worried about Thanksgiving being a major holiday. I'm afraid it may get kind of pushed to the background. It used to be so great because the stores weren't open. You had to take a little time and spend it with family.
Well, that's true, and we still need to. I mean, I know the dollar is important for many businesses and everything. That's what keeps the economy going. But that time away with your family and friends is also just as important, so you can go back in there and give it your best when you need to.
Absolutely. But, I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. I think that, you know, they're already the stores are opening up earlier and earlier, so what are we going to have? Okay, let's have a quick meal, and we'll get you off to the mall.
Well, they'll probably start serving them there.
Yeah, probably, yes. We're having turkey and dressing today at the mall. Okay. All right, but anyways, that's a subject for another day. But what's going on with American Cancer Society?
Well, Ann, one of the reasons I wanted to come in today is, as we're going into 2013, which is, we know, just around the corner, the American Cancer Society will be celebrating its 100th anniversary as an organization in fighting this terrible disease. There's going to be some things to come out about it as we move forward, and hopefully we'll be able to share with you as time goes on. But as I was mentioning before the program, it's important to us on it because, as an organization being around this long, what we do and what we have done is based on research, facts, and studies. It's not a fly-by-night or by the seat of your pants aspect. When we give out information, it's based on fact and research, and that's important to us. And as we move into this second 100 years, hopefully as an organization, we may not have to be around the way we are the first 100 years because of the fact we hope to get to that point where it's not as major. You know, our mission basically states that we're here for one thing and one thing only, and that is to diminish cancer as a major health care problem.
Well, you know, you think back to 100 years ago, people just died from cancer.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, and when you look at it today, how many people are dealing with cancer and keep on trucking? They're working, they're dealing with the issues that go with all the therapies and everything, but they are still living their life. Not that there aren't those that die every day from cancer, but it is a different animal today.
It is, and, you know, education and progress and research have done a lot to get us that way. We have over 14 million cancer survivors in the United States alone right now, and that's tremendous. Mm-hmm. You know, and some people don't register themselves as a cancer survivor. Maybe they had a skin cancer removed or whatever the case may be. But they were fortunate. They caught it early, but they still are a survivor because it could have been much worse. So having that many here versus 100 years ago does say a lot about the medical community as a whole, the research that's taking place, and, of course, the education and advocacy that goes on to make sure the public's well-informed.
Well, I know one of the things that we're going to have to do, Hoyt, with Obamacare coming on board the first of the year, we are going to have to figure out a way to keep ourselves more healthy.
Well, that's true, and that's important. That goes back to accountability for each and every one of us, though.
Mm-hmm.
We all live different lifestyles. We know that, but we all need to find that time, just as we mentioned a few moments ago for Thanksgiving, that we take care of ourselves physically on it because that is important. In between us, the American Heart Association, the Diabetic Association, you know, obviously exercise and diet falls hand in hand with many of the different diseases that are affected out there. So we have to do what we need to do. So, again, as I was talking to a class earlier this morning on it, I told them, you know, when it comes down to it, we do what we want to do. And I think if we really understand the importance of the need to do it, we can find that 15, 20 minutes at a time to make sure that we're a little bit better off in 2013 than we are now.
Yeah. Well, if not, who knows what's going to happen? Who's going to be making decisions about our lives? That's one of the things that everybody's kind of concerned about. Am I going to be in charge of my health care, or is somebody else going to be in charge of it? So that, of course, has got to be a concern for everyone. Now, of course, you've had the American Cancer Society events here for 19 years.
This will be our 19th year leading in. Very pleased with it, and we have grown tremendously over the years. We have gotten some dedicated volunteers that are actually still with us from day one. Just to mention a wonderful name, a couple, as a matter of fact, Jackie and Bud Smith, they have been with us since day one, and that's just tremendous, and we thank them, and there's others out there. But that's dedication. That's commitment. And we're looking for those long-term relationships because of that fact. We appreciate everyone that comes in and are with us for a year or two and then change. We understand roles and responsibilities change. But those that can be with us for a long time, we appreciate that fact because they learn more, not only about Relay for Life, but the American Cancer Society as a whole, to help us forward the mission to the public.
Absolutely. Now, of course, last year was a tough year yet last year, wasn't it? Raising money and everything, it was tough.
It was. You know, we're all faced with, and not just our organization, but every nonprofit organization out there, as well as profit groups out there, are dealing with the economy. But that's a constant. So we can't say, all right, that's the only reason we did or did not make it. Mm-hmm. That's just one factor that we have to put into the scheme of things. But the biggest thing is that we want to do is to be sure that people understand the importance of what we do and what we're trying to accomplish as an organization against this disease.
Sure. Well, and not only that, you know, I don't think anybody out there doesn't know somebody that, if not themselves, but are somebody that is had cancer or is dealing with cancer.
That is so true. Over the last several months, I've had a wonderful opportunity to visit quite a few places of worship, not only within Greenwood County, but the surrounding county. So it's sort of like being the visiting preacher. You get to have the wonderful Sunday dinner at different locations. But, you know, the more I see, and it crosses all denominations, that when it comes to the prayer list, cancer is the only disease that is actually spoken of when it comes to the prayer list. And that lets you know that people are affected tremendously by it. Not that it's any more important, but people still think of it in a little different sense than they do heart disease or diabetes or whatever the case may be, unfortunately.
Absolutely. Well, we are here with Hoyt Dorn. We are going to hear a word from our sponsors. We're going to be right back. If you've got a question for Hoyt, well, just give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. The American Cancer will be celebrating its 100th year in 2013. Think about that, folks. That's pretty awesome. We'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
We're right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, we are talking to Hoyt Dorn with the American Cancer Society. 100th anniversary coming up in 2013. 19 years right here in Greenwood. They have made tremendous strides. And, you know, one of the things that you actually did was that last year you moved into a new location. Was it last year or year before? Might have been the year before.
As far as our office, it was year before.
Yeah.
So we're very thankful for the location that we're in. It's very convenient.
Where is it at?
We are located, it's kind of misleading. It's actually stated as 303 West Alexander, Suite I in the Greenwood Medical Park there. The best way I can tell you is if you know where the old Parish Pharmacy used to be, in the Royal Brick Buildings behind it is where we're located at. If you're coming off of Epting Avenue, which is the easiest way, we're right behind the pediatricians there.
Oh, okay. So So, but, you know, you have so many services that you have out there that are available to help people. And, of course, a lot of people can get involved with volunteering in these different services, too. But I think sometimes when you're dealing with cancer, you don't think of the American Cancer Society as being a place where you can go for answers or help.
That's true. A lot of people see us in a different light, but there are a lot of things that the public can be involved in that doesn't focus around raising a dollar. We have many programs and services available right here in Greenwood County that we would love for not only residents of Greenwood County, but the surrounding areas to take advantage of. A couple of those are, of course, our Look Good, Feel Better program. We currently have 10 cosmetologists right here around Greenwood and surrounding area. These wonderful ladies give up in pairs of two every month. They give up their Monday to come down to Self Regional there at the Cancer Center and provide a two-hour class for any lady that is currently undergoing treatment. It's no cost to the ladies whatsoever. They come in, and the program is stated as Look Good, Feel Better, and that's what we want to do. We want these ladies to understand that even though they're undergoing treatment, we can help them with different aspects of their skin care, head coverings, wigs, all types of things like that in a very friendly and fun atmosphere. And it's a great way for them to see that other ladies are going through the same thing, so they're not in it by themselves. So that's important to us. So ladies, if there's cosmetologists out there that would like to get involved, we're a phone call away. We can get them trained up and be a part of this team to make a difference in these ladies' lives, not only here, but we'd like to satellite out to the surrounding counties from time to time, because particularly like in Abbeville and McCormick County and even Saluda, they don't have the service there. They can come to Self Regional, but if we could satellite out there from time to time, it would be a benefit to them.
Now, Hoyt, what would be a telephone number to call if you're interested in some, not only if you're interested in the services, but if you're interested in volunteering?
Well, our number is 229-7373, and once you dial that number, if you will press 3, that will put you right in touch with Jennifer Rogers, our administrative assistant, mm-hmm. and she'll be more than happy to help out either if you are needing services yourself or give you some information on how you can volunteer for that particular program.
Okay. So, yeah, well, this is an excellent program, and I know, don't you even do makeup in some of these things,
yes,
too?
Yes, ma'am. We're provided free of charge a kit that comes to us with about anywhere from $300 to $350 worth of cosmetics at the time on it. These ladies enjoy it. Our volunteers cut up most of the time is they would love to be able to get the kit themselves. It may be anything from, I believe, Chanel to Clinique and Estee Lauder and things like that are in there. So it's really like a supply
thing. Where do the kits come from?
Well, what were they supplied to us by the cosmetic industry, and toiletry industry on that. And these are not just here in South Carolina, but this program is nationwide.
Okay.
We service thousands of women nationwide. Here in South Carolina last year, we serviced 837 ladies through the Look Good, Feel Better program, which is a good number, but we know
there's a lot more out there.
There's a lot more out there that did not take an opportunity to take that class.
Just in the number of people that I know that have suffered from cancer in this last year and several that I know have died from cancer, you know the numbers are much bigger than that.
Yes, ma'am. And that, you know, we would love not to have to do the class, but we would love to have it filled for those that do need it. You know, it's non-invasive in any way, shape, or form. It's very laid back. Our ladies there that are volunteers do an excellent job in providing information and working with the ladies on their needs at the time so they can have a lot of fun, be relaxed, and go away with some great information and some great resources.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I think, though, when you feel bad, you don't even want to get out of the house and think that you could feel better.
Well, that's true. And case in point, at one time, not that long ago, we had one wonderful lady. She was actually wheeled into the class. She had just finished her treatment up, and she was having a difficult time. Well, we were fortunate enough to have almost a one-on-one with some of the ladies on it. And when the class was over with, they took her back out into the hallway, and her granddaughter walked right by her. She did not know who she was. And from that day till now, she still greatly appreciates that opportunity because she said it literally changed her whole attitude on how she looked at this disease.
Sure, and you know, one of the things that you cannot ignore is how you feel and how you approach the disease makes a big difference in how the outcome is going to be.
Oh, that's so true. In all that we do, you know, when we have our patients that come to our office on it, we want them to know that we're here to help and for them to be successful in beating this disease.
And you have to have that positive attitude.
And we try to reinforce and let them know that there's plenty of resources and support out there for that, you know, because no one has to go through this by themselves. And that's what we want them to know. And if they understand they've got that support, whether it's from us as an organization or from a family member or a friend, it makes it so much easier to go through that journey than trying to deal with it by themselves.
Absolutely. Now, but it's not only about women that you help.
No, ma'am. We help all. Last year, we started a program called Man to Man. We will celebrate our first year this coming December, as a matter of fact, which is right around the corner. That's headed up by Morris Dorn and Scott Dublin. They do a great job.
We had them on the show last year.
Yes, ma'am. And
it was a great show, wasn't it? I mean, we had to come up with some ways to get through this show, and it was interesting. If you missed that one, you should go back and listen to that one. That was a good one.
You definitely should. Well, the thing that we're trying now is because we do want to increase the number, and you and I were speaking earlier about men and cancer. Gentlemen, if you're out there listening, it's not nice. We know it. We know how bad the disease is. But we also know that if you don't share it with someone and you don't help yourself, it's going to be a hard task for you to go through this by yourself, as we just mentioned. And there are resources there. And the man-to-man is for prostate cancer. You do not have to be a cancer survivor of prostate. You do not even have to be of the age to deal with prostate cancer. It's an informative session for you to come to and learn information. We have periodically health professionals come in. We'll have a health professional come in January and speak to us, as a matter of fact. And we try to do that every other month. Speaking about the fun part with it, I've tasked my gentlemen to come up with a T-shirt design. And they are supposed to present it. Instead of having our regular meeting this December on it, we're actually going to have a dinner out at Fats on the 6th. And I've asked them to bring their T-shirt designs, that I would gladly buy the first round of shirts for them. So I'm curious to see what they come up with.
Absolutely. But, you know, I think, you know, and one of the things that I think we should mention is that now through genetic study, they're able to tell people that are predestined to have, whether it's breast cancer or prostate cancer, they're knowing these things. And so nothing can be more valuable than knowing what's ahead or how to be aware.
That's true. And genetics has come a long way. We know the initial testing for the patient themselves is kind of high at the time, but for the siblings and the others along the lines, it's at a very reduced cost so they can find out some good information. A lot of people don't want to know the information, and that's their prerogative on it. But if you have a major family history on it, it's something to be considered, obviously,
sure,
because you've got to take care of yourself in that respect. Matter of fact, I believe one of the Miss America contestants was just mentioned.
She was on the air this morning, yep.
You know, 24 years of age, about to undergo a double mastectomy because her mother dealt with breast cancer at the age of 27.
Correct.
Again, all because she found out the information. Is it radical? That depends on the person. But the main thing is that person's making a decision about their health themselves.
Sure. That's one thing that we hope to hold on to in 2013, making our own decisions about our own health. So you have to be informed.
You do, and that's one of the things that we do as an organization. Being around 100 years, we've accumulated quite a bit of information over the years. Currently, right now, we have over 75,000 resources nationwide that we can assist patients with. Can we do everything for everyone, as we've mentioned in the past? No. But odds are that we can find you some help somewhere, either directly within our organization or on a local level.
Don't you have a toll-free number that somebody can call any time, day or night?
Oh,
and
yes,
there's a human being that at the other end of the line?
I appreciate you stating that. There is. There's an actual person 24 hours a day, and that number is very easy to remember, especially if you're from the Greenwood area. It's 1-800-227-2345.
Sounds like a Greenwood number.
It does.
Yeah.
On there, because that was the first thing someone asked me years ago. I said, well, it's got the prefix, but it is not. But we do have people available 24/7, 365 days a year. Holidays are coming up with that. On average around this area, we'll have anywhere from 200 to 300 calls on Christmas Day wanting information or needing of resources. So that's important to us. But as you stated, we don't just deal with ladies, we deal with the gentlemen also, and we take care of the family. There's different aspects that we can supply for children, so they'll have knowledge and understanding of what their parents are going through, or for the parent that has a child going through cancer. So there's plenty of information out there. We want to make sure that people get what they need, make good decisions, and get proper usage of the resources that are available to them.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talk about the, you can look stuff up on the web, but one thing when you're dealing with cancer or something, you want to make sure you're dealing with a reputable source, because there's a lot of bogus information. Like that commercial says, just because it's on the Internet doesn't make it so. So what's the web address for the American Cancer Society?
Our web address is very simple also. It's cancer.org. That will take you right to the American Cancer Society website.
That's pretty easy, cancer.org. Hey, Rut, it's time for South Carolina News and a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away. If you got a question, give us a call. We'll be right back. 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Right. We're right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I have Hoyt Dorn with us here today, and he, of course, is with the American Cancer Society. We've been talking about some of the programs that are available, and the one thing that is not happening is these programs are not being abused, are they?
No, and in essence, the word we would like for them to be.
Exactly. You don't have overusage, you have underusage, it sounds like to me.
That's true, and we know that we live in an area and we're blessed to have a very vibrant cancer center in our area, and we would like for those that need information or need programs and services to, as we mentioned, pick up the phone, get on the computer, give us a call, find out what's happening on it and see what's available for you, and then make a knowledgeable decision whether or not you need the service or not.
Sure. So, but there are so many services. You know, one of the services we didn't even touch on is, of course, transportation. That is huge on getting people to their treatments and then getting them home in a reasonable length of time. Doesn't the American Cancer Society have something they do there?
Yes, ma'am. We have a program called Road to Recovery here in South Carolina. This past year, we supplied just over 3,100 rides to and from the doctor for the patient for their treatment. Here in Greenwood, we have a core group of volunteers on it, but it needs to expand. We actually need a group of around 25 to 30 volunteers, and these volunteers are used on an as-needed basis. So it's not like you're going to be doing this from 3 to 5 Monday through Friday. It really depends upon the patient and what type of treatment they need and how long they need the treatment. So we're constantly looking for volunteers in that area. Basic criteria is you have to be at least 18 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a licensed driver in the state of South Carolina, and you need insurance.
That's good.
And then also, of course, we do run a background check. That's for your benefit as well as the patient's. The patient that you're going to be taking to their treatment has to be ambulatory, mm-hmm. so you don't have to worry about that area on it. You would be amazed at the folks right here in our community that are not getting to their treatments, or those in the outlying counties right around us that are getting to their treatments but have to wait for an extended period of time to get back home. So in some cases, we may need to even tag team with volunteers crossing county lines and things of that nature. But it could be as little as you may be called once a month or twice a month. If we have enough volunteers, it's very minimal in the time, but a well worthwhile cause.
Sure. I mean, there is nothing worse than having to wait when you've had it. When you've had a treatment, you don't feel good, and all you want to do is get home to your own bed.
That's true. And the last thing that patient needs to be is sitting in a lobby somewhere or waiting on a ride that could be taken half an hour to 4 hours away, and you know, and that's difficult. And so, what we want to do is supply as many transportation visits as we can to those that are in need.
Sure. So, and you know, when you talk about all the things that are available, it's ridiculous not to take advantage of these things. I mean, this is why the American Cancer Society is here.
That's correct. And like I said, being around 100 years, we actually started our first program, free program service, back in 1967 with a lady by the name of Therese Lasser that started our Reach to Recovery program. And since then, all of the programs and services that we provide to our patients and their family is totally free of charge. So when you click that button on the computer to go to cancer.org, or you dial our local number at 229-7373, or our 1-800 number at 800-227-2345, it's not costing you anything but a few moments of your time to see what may be available to you to help you through this journey to alleviate some of the stuff you may not have to contend with.
And I think when you're feeling bad, you don't think that anybody, sometimes you can say nobody cares or nobody's going to do anything about it. You can get pretty down.
That's true. And, you know, not only are we here to provide the programs and services, but the support, because there's different areas that we can put you in contact with directly through us or other resources and agencies that are out there. And we want to do everything that we can to make sure this is, first of all, a short journey, if at all possible, and one that doesn't pull you down, not only physically, but emotionally and financially, because there's a lot of things out there that can help offset where your finances can be used where you need them to be, such as our Hope Lodge, as we've talked about in the past on it, such as our dietitian that is on call that can assist on it, our clinical trials matching, all of these types of things, and there's so many others. The main thing is we encourage you to do is just pick up the phone, call, share your story with one of our specialists, let them know what's going on, or call us locally so we can see if we can help you, and if so, how.
Now, if somebody's interested in volunteering, though, I mean, there are so many different ways, I presume, from even working in the office to being a counselor or leading in a group or helping with a road to recovery.
That's true. We can use volunteers on all aspects. As we talked about programs and services that are available in Greenwood, we can always use continued volunteers in those areas. In our office itself, from time to time, because of the way we are structured, we can use great volunteers there. We can also utilize volunteers for one of our major aspects that's going to be upcoming here. As I mentioned a little bit earlier in 2013, it's called CPS3. So we're going to be needing volunteers there greatly.
And what is CPS3?
CPS3 stands for Cancer Prevention Study 3. This is a third in a series of long-term studies, and it's been spreading across the United States, and it's a 20-year study. It's going to be open to anyone age of 30 to 65, and they have not dealt with cancer. Basically, what the study is going to be is a lifestyle study. We're going to look at environment. We're going to look at basic lifestyle and things of that nature, and to help us in continue and further our research and what we do to fight this disease. Basically, what will happen, we're looking for now what we call a core committee to help us get together with this and go out and locate champions that will recruit, similar to Relay, 8 to 10 people to come in and be willing to sign up for the study itself, which will take place sometime in August. And we're looking to have at least 150 to 200 people in Greenwood and the surrounding areas to take part of this major study that's going to be coming up.
Wow, that's going to be huge.
It is. It's very big for us on it. It's real easy to do. I've had the opportunity to set in on a couple of them in the Greenville area to see how they're set up, and we're working on ours now. We're working, if everything works out, to partner with Self Regional to be our host facility for this, to take care of it and everything. So we're encouraging people to stay in tune to this, stay in touch with us, and see how you can participate in this study. It's not something that's going to take a great amount of your time, even initially. And then most of the time after that, it's going to either be a direct mail or a click on for a survey on your computer. That simple.
Wow. So this is something that anybody that has never had cancer, that's between 30 and 65, Is that right?
That's correct.
Can participate, male, female?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for a wide range on that because it is important. You know, we're looking for all genres on that because that's important to us to make sure that we get that information out there. The broader the study, the better the information. That's what we want to do.
Then you'll need volunteers to help with the help with the program too?
That's true. What we'll need is those volunteers to recruit the ones to come in. We'll have volunteers for the day of the event itself to take care of the people because they will have to come in and register, do a brief survey that day. It does involve a waist measurement. It's discreet, we promise. You don't have to worry about that.
I mean, nobody's going to stand there and go, gee, 60 inches around.
No, ma'am, we would not do that to anyone in that respect concerning it. But, the good thing about it is it gives you some time between now and if you are self-conscious about changing a little bit. It does involve drawing a little bit of blood. This blood is for the use of the American Cancer Society only. It is not given to anyone else or used for any other purposes other than the study itself. So it's very simple to do, and we do encourage people to be involved in it. We're looking, again, for, as I said, our core committee and champions, probably starting right after the first of the year. So this is something we really want to reiterate to folks.
Absolutely. Well, we are here with Hoyt Dorn with the American Cancer Society. Hey, if you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
My cycle humps, ready to race to you.
Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime, from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday.
Oh, that's right. I'm Ann Eller right here with you live from Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. Hey, if you got gold and diamonds to sell, well, you ought to come see us. You know, the price of gold is staying pretty steady, I think. I didn't check it this afternoon, but maybe we should check it right now and just see what the price of gold is out there, gold and silver. We can get you an updated check. You know, you can always go to our website, sharpfacetsgallery.com, and check out the price of gold. But here you go. Let's see, what do we have? Any movement one way or the other, we're going to know. $1,731.80 is what it was. Went down $2.90 today to $1,729, and $1,729 even. And what about the price of silver? Silver actually went up today, 8 cents. So silver is at $33.19. That's $33.19. If you've got it to sell, you know where to come. Sharp Facets Gallery right here on the 72 bypass. So come see us, have some holiday money available for Black Friday. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with Hoyt Dorn. We're talking about the American Cancer Society right here, all the things that are available to you if you are suffering and need some help. You need to pick up that phone and give them a call, 229-7373. That's 229-7373. You know, if you don't ask, you can't find out if there might be some help. I mean, you have to ask. You have to bring the question up. Let them tell you. They may have some wonderful options for you over there. And, of course, if you don't want to call local, you can always call the American Cancer Society. There's a human on board 24/7, 1-800-227-2324. That's 1-800-227-2324. So what's on tap for the Relay for Life this year? What are you looking at, Hoyt?
Well, this year, Ann, what we're doing is our theme this year is music for Greenwood.
Okay.
It's music through the ages, so we're really excited about that to see all the different facets that's going to be out there. To go back to what Relay is more than anything else, it is the catalyst for these programs and services. You know, it is our money maker. There's no doubt about it. It accounts for a huge portion of what we do, so we can continue to supply these programs and services here, not only locally, but on the national level. So it's important to us. There is not a county in the state of South Carolina that will not have a Relay for Life this year. So that's important to us. And several counties have multi-sites.
Wow.
So there will actually be 75 Relay for Lives in South Carolina this year.
Wow.
So that's pretty big for a community our size. But Relay is unique in the fact, as we've stated before, it's not come out, get a T-shirt, walk an hour or two, and go home. It's an all-night celebration. And we've talked about it before, but I'm a firm believer. You tell your story, and you don't change it. You just continue to add to the story itself, but you don't change the story. We started Relay because of the fact one man believed in making a difference. Well, if that one man could, which he is now, and being so himself, he's currently undergoing cancer treatment for stomach cancer, Dr. Gordon Klatt. But Relay allows us to do something totally unique in a community to come together to celebrate life. People always ask, why do you do this all night long? And because they say, you know, there's no reason to be up all night long. Well, I go back to why we do it. It's real simple. The setting of the sun represents the patient being diagnosed with cancer. The midnight hour represents when they feel there is no hope. But the rising of the sun the next morning lets them know there is hope. So, and that patient deals with that day in, day out. So we're asking our folks in Greenwood to come out and be a part of this for one 12-hour period. Come out, be a part of the best block party in Greenwood County. Come out where it's family-friendly. You make a difference. You save lives. And you may find out something about your neighbor you did not know that's walking that track themselves on behalf of someone or even themselves. And that's what Relay does. Now, how do we do it? We do it by forming teams. And those teams can be anything from small to large, from family and friends to corporations. We have one elderly couple here in Greenwood County. Year in, year out, they raise $25,000 to $30,000. And they're a team, two people. And that's all they do. And we're very fortunate for the mom-and-pop shops that help us out, the major businesses, and places of worship. As I stated earlier with our places of worship, every church that I go to, there is that list. So there isn't a church or a place of worship out there that should not be involved in some capacity. I'll challenge any place of worship for that. And our businesses are the same way. We don't want you to do it all. We just want you to do a little bit. And one of the best ways that can be done through Relay is being a team. How do you sign up? It's real easy. You can do one of two things. Call our local number or go to the website directly, which is relayforlife.org/GreenwoodSC. You can see already who's signed up, and then you can do so yourself to be the next team to help us get and meet our goal. Basically, what is required and asked of each person that signs up to raise $110. Now, most other places you can go buy a shirt for $10 or $15. Can't do that with us.
Okay.
It costs you, in a sense, $110 because you've made a commitment to save a life, and that's why we do what we do. I will not sell a shirt even after that event that day if I'm fortunate enough to have a shirt left over, because that person next to you has worked very diligently to raise that money to save that life, and I ask that person to do the same thing. So that's important. That's sort of our badge of honor on the first level. We encourage all of our teams to come together. We'll start meeting in January. That's listed on our website, too. We'll be meeting at the ARP Church just below Greenwood High School on it. We encourage all to come out and be a part of it. It's not just for teams. It's for the public. So if you're curious, you can come out and sit in and see what it's like. Ask questions. Make your own decisions. But the key is we want you to be involved in some capacity. If you cannot form a team, get a track sign. If you can't get a track sign, become a sponsor. If you can't become a sponsor, get a luminary in honor and memory of someone. And if you can't do that, as I mentioned to you earlier, Ann, one of the easiest things you can do, and we're very fortunate to have Fuji Corporation right here in Greenwood, they have donated to us the empty 35-millimeter film containers that holds the film themselves. Each container will hold exactly $6.50 in quarters. We're calling it Quarters That Cure campaign, and we literally have thousands of them. literally hundreds of thousands.
35-millimeter film isn't selling that well right now.
No, but we're very fortunate they've given those
Absolutely.
To us. And what we would like for everyone that is within the range of my voice, stop by our office, pick up one container, fill it up at least one time, and turn it back in. We estimate right now with the population that we have in Greenwood County, if we were fortunate enough for every person to do one container between now and next May, we would reach over $400,000 in the fight against cancer. It's simple, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to be a part of something to save a life, and we ask for your help in this.
Absolutely. That is so simple. And, you know, everybody ends up with change. And God knows, I hate to have change. I mean, it just weighs you down and everything, and I'm always trying to find a place to do with it. So that certainly would be an easy thing to do, is to take your change, even if you took one or two quarters a week.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
You know, and just put that container there and say, okay, and fill it up. You don't have to do it all at once. Just fill it up over the next 6 or 8 weeks. It would be pretty painless.
That's true. And if you're a large area, a business or a church or whatever, and needs them, call us. I deliver free of charge.
Okay. Well, you'll have to bring us over here some at Sharp Facets. Maybe we can get some out over here.
I appreciate that.
How about that? So, that's the relay will be held on May 10th. And how much are you trying to raise this year?
Our goal this year is $180,000. But as you can see, the impact that we can have as a county if everybody puts forth just a little step
Absolutely.
To make a difference.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's so many good things that the American Cancer Society does. It does handle a lot of research. I mean, we wouldn't be where we were on a whole lot of cancers if it wasn't for the American Cancer Society.
No, ma'am, it wouldn't. And with that in point, and I know we're about to wrap up here, we were in a meeting lately in Greenville at our office there, and one of our coworkers made a statement to me that from a patient. And the lady had went to her doctor, and the doctor told her, there's a good chance that you have cancer. Well, she reacted with this response, well, I hope I have the right kind of cancer.
The right kind of
the
cancer.
The right kind of cancer. And when our coworker told us that, it was kind of astounding to really think about it. And that's the good thing about us. We don't deal with the right kind. We deal with all kinds. And in her preference, she was referring to breast cancer because it gets all the publicity and
sure.
all the recognition concerning it. But the main thing is we want to make sure that we take care of all that are dealing with this disease in some way, shape, form, or fashion to alleviate their suffering that they're going through at this time.
Absolutely. And there is really no reason that somebody doesn't get some basic help on some of the things that would make their lives that much better, whether it's look better, feel better, road to recovery. You know, there's so many different programs out there, folks, and all you got to do is pick up that phone, 229-7373, and press button number 3 there. You'll get help there, or you can call the American Cancer Society at 1-800-227-2324. They've just updated their website, cancer.org. Check it out. Be part of making yourself feel better, because you know what? You have other people that depend on you. And that's part of it. You've got to feel better. You've got to do what's necessary to keep on trucking, folks. Hey, I'm Ann Eller Hoyt-Dorn. Thanks so much for coming out here today.
Appreciate it, Ann. Thank you for all you do to help us promote this. We appreciate it so much. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody else out there. Hey, you know, I'll be back in the morning, and that's going to do it for us right here on WCRS, right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Coming up in just a minute is the news, and then living the country life, and then it goes into some smooth jazz. Hey, that's it for me. Bye-bye, everybody.